Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We, of course, know that you are sick of hearing about severe weather all the time, but it's the season. And especially after we had that monster hail last night. But it's hard to say there is actually another chance for severe storms again tomorrow. And that is getting people all riled up because already today they've been spending a lot of time dealing with repairs to their cars and their homes. KRLD's Russell Scott is in Parker County talking to storm victims.
Dozens of cars damaged at a dealership here in Parker County. Windows smashed, a lot of dents. I spoke to a few people at HEB about the storm.
We were just sitting there, we were hanging out, and all of a sudden there was chunks of hail hitting the roof. And there's a pool out in the backyard where we're staying right now. And you could just see, like, huge chunks of hail hitting the ground. And
the aftermath looked pretty bad. I saw some hail that went through windshields, cracked the windshields, and then also I saw a mirror that was broke off as well. It was pretty crazy.
The good news here in Parker County, no reports of any injuries. In Parker County, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And then we've got two kids and two adults who are recovering this afternoon after they were struck by lightning after they tried to take shelter from yesterday's hailstorm. The group went to Benbrook Lake yesterday when they held onto a canopy and it was struck by lightning. The victims are expected to recover. Of course, if things do turn severe tomorrow, we will activate the KRLD Storm Center for you.
He ran for nearly a month. Now a possible murderer's back behind bars. The victim's family wants changes.
Police say Aaron Martinez was shot and killed back in 2023 by Trevor McEwen. But the day his trial was supposed to start, police say he cut off his ankle monitor and took off. Now McEwen has been found hiding out in a home in Van Zandt County. Aaron's father says his family was constantly harassed by McEwen and wants the charges upgraded.
They killed my son. We called a lot of times. I tell him this is a hate crime.
Carlos Quintanilla is a spokesman for the family and says the fact that McEwen got out on a $2.5 million bond when he didn't even have a bank account is a travesty.
We hope that the trial will be expeditious and that a jury finds him guilty of capital murder and that he is sentenced to life without parole.
McEwen's lawyers say he plans to plead not guilty by reason of self-defense. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information this afternoon from Frisco police about the tragic drowning of a little girl this weekend. Police are now saying they don't suspect any foul play in the death of a 7-year-old girl on Saturday. She was last seen at a restaurant on Highway 121 near Preston Road. Several people called 911 just before 9 o'clock Friday night to say that they saw a child in a pond behind the business. Dive teams pulled her from the water around 9:20 that evening, and she was pronounced dead about 30 minutes later. Frisco police say they will not release the name of the child, and they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed.
The governor responding to a piece of legislation that's supposed to avoid a water crisis.
The bill gives $1 billion a year, starting 2 years from now through 2047, for a variety of things. New water supplies and money specifically for the Texas Water Development Board to use, mainly for infrastructure. A recent study showed Texas needs to address the water supply given the population increase and deteriorating infrastructure. Governor Greg Abbott, who has said he will sign the legislation, said the bill puts the state on a path to have plenty of water for the next half century. From the 24-hour Our News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A horrifying anti-Semitic attack yesterday in Boulder, Colorado.
It happened during a pro-Israel demonstration at a pedestrian mall. Several people were injured when Molotov cocktails were thrown at them. No word on the extent of those injuries or possible arrests.
Initial response by our officers, we were on scene very quickly. When we arrived, we encountered multiple victims that were injured with injuries consistent with burns and other injuries. This was a beautiful Sunday afternoon in downtown Boulder on Pearl Street. And this act is unacceptable.
I had a homemade flamethrower.
That's the part that really got me concerned. I was like, this guy obviously had planned this for a while.
CBS correspondent Jason Allen with more on the story.
The FBI says 45-year-old Mohammed Solomon targeted the Boulder Run for Their Lives march, which raises awareness for Israeli hostages in Gaza.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
Every Sunday for more than a year, the organization has marched Pearl Street, ending outside the old courthouse.
They've been waiting for us. Gasoline with Molotov cocktails, and once we gathered, he decided to attack.
Omer Shaka was leading yesterday's walk.
It's hard to share the moment of you see flames behind your friends and your community. They obviously screams. It's chaotic.
Investigators are now digging into the suspect's background and social media posts, trying to determine if he allegedly acted alone, was directed by a terrorist organization, or was influenced by extremist ideology. U.S. officials confirmed to CBS News the suspect, Solomon, is an Egyptian national who arrived at LAX in 2022 and overstayed his non-immigrant visa.
It's the thing, you know, a lot of the immigrants in the country illegally, the ones committing violent crimes, they don't necessarily sneak across the border. They come into the country legally, and then, like this, they just overstay the visa.
That's a ridiculous like this thing guy. Talking about. Did he have crazy ideology? Well, of course he did.
Yeah.
And that's pretty obvious.
And ample time to plan this because, as you heard, they do this march every Sunday down there.
Yeah, it's
the pro-Israel march.
He knew exactly where they were. He had you don't just get up one day and say, let me get a flamethrower and throw it together real quick
right,
and run out there. No, you were planning this.
By the way, and you mentioned this is my old stomping grounds. It is. I went to University of Colorado in Boulder. Very familiar with this area. The Pearl Street Mall was one of the country's first downtown pedestrian malls. Dates back to 1977. When I was in college, it was brand new, and it was cool.
It was the place to be. Hang out.
But that was then. This man, who witnessed yesterday's attack, he was interviewed by a reporter with the local CBS affiliate, KCNC.
I don't want to say it can't happen here, because anything can happen anywhere, but this is one of those places, right, where it almost feels like it can't happen.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen here. You know, Pearl Street's got some of the old magic still exists here, but it's different. Boulder has changed. Pearl Street has changed. And, you know, there's things, I see stuff all the time, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, now there's, like, security guards in front of the bathrooms, mm-hmm. so people don't smoke meth in the bathrooms.
Yeah. It might be a tough time to talk about this, especially after Dak brought his second child into the world over the weekend.
Second daughter.
He's a dad again.
So let's just preface what we're about to say with congratulations from us to you, Dak, here at the Mid-Morning Mic Check.
We talked a lot last year. Last year was a tough year for the Cowboys, and the fans just had it. A lot of them who were finally just given up on the team. And we talked about what a problem it is, the apathy.
That's right.
That we sensed, and how, that, you know, Jerry can take, if you hate him, that's fine. But if you don't care.
That's what he really gets upset about.
That's a problem. And a lot of that comes from who the Cowboys keep putting out there under the center, and that is Dak Prescott.
I absolutely believe if we got a bright young quarterback and he was starting, I think the apathy would be gone for this season. They'd be a lot more excited.
Well, guys, upstairs, 105.3 The Fan, had a discussion about this morning.
There's a chance that they end up, winning the division. I don't think that's foolish. It's just when you get into the playoffs, it's a totally different conversation because I don't think your quarterback's good enough.
But how could you say that when you see guys like Brock Purdy getting there and Nick Foles winning it?
Because I've seen those guys in the playoffs, game on the line, they go out there and they somehow find a way to get a drive. I've seen Dak Prescott have multiple opportunities and fail. So I don't believe in the game's biggest moment, he's going to be able to go out there and do what needs to be done.
Unfortunately, Wolchuk, he's never had that good of a team.
Yeah, I think he's had, at some point, everything that we've wanted. And then we continue to just move the goalposts.
If you go back in the last 10 years, in individual years, he had a pass rush or he had the receivers. But he's never had them all at the same time.
And he's never going to.
He had this. Well, then how can you keep, but you can't compare him to guys that did and say, well, Dak can't do that.
Nick Foles?
It's his teammates that can't do that.
Nick Foles didn't. That Eagles team that won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles version in 2017, go look at that roster and tell me they had everything. They didn't. Alshon Jeffrey was their number one wide receiver. That dude was out of the league 2 years afterwards.
It was a better team.
I don't think that roster was better than any of the best Cowboy teams. I think the 2016 Cowboys team roster was better. 2021, when they got San Francisco at home in the wild card game, and they had that crappy, we're going to go try and spike it after the... You had Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, and CeeDee Lamb. But you'll give him the great defense, which he had when they shut down the 49ers, and then Dak and the offense can't score any points.
Well,
so whose fault is that?
I don't know whose fault it is. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how, whenever I go on a remote, at least one Tolo says, hi, Gavin, I really like you, even though I don't agree with your Dak takes. They look at me as I'm the biggest Dak hater, but I like him more than you now.
I don't know if you like him more than I do. I think I've just come to the realization.
I just heard.
Let's have a like.
We get into the postseason, and this is what's happening.
I think
I was the one that tried to defend the hell out of him for years, up until the second playoffs, San Francisco game.
Playoffs, yeah.
But what you're doing right now is you're letting the Joneses off the hook. They love this. Yeah, blame Dak. But I'm just trying to say I think Dak is a good enough quarterback to win the Super Bowl. That's it. You don't think so, Brian?
No.
Wow. And you don't think so, Chief?
In this organization, there is zero chance this quarterback can win a Super Bowl.
See? I don't know if I agree with that, but I do think that there have been years in the past where he's had the tools. He's had enough around him. Now, he didn't have the 85 Bears around him, but he had enough around him to get the job done.
I'm going to tell you this. Every quarterback that wins a Super Bowl doesn't have the perfect team, especially look at Patrick Mahomes. Even last year's Eagles, which were very well put together. The other years that the Chiefs won, the Tom Brady Patriots, they didn't have great, great teams. They always had decent defense. What is his wide receivers other than Randy Moss that 1 year? The point is that we've talked about this off the air. I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. We talked about being an anchor. And sometimes everyone has a different writing style and we get mistakes and stuff like that. Part of the anchor is to make it sound good and aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
That's a quarterback. If you're a good quarterback, you've got to make the deficiencies kind of go away. If you're good enough, you can overcome that.
Another way to put it, yours is the name on the marquee.
You get paid $60 million more than anyone in the history of the game.
So you get credit when things are going well, but you got to take the heat when they're not.
Absolutely. I think there's also a part of – they call it Trump derangement syndrome. I think there's Jones derangement syndrome sometimes. People just blame it all on Jerry.
Deservedly so.
There are times, yes, he's not perfect, but neither is any GM that is winning Super Bowls. I just look at, for some reason, Dak, he doesn't have a great running back. He got a 1,000-yard runner last year when he was hurt.
He's a real good regular season quarterback.
Yes, and against the good teams, he tends to struggle.
Gets into the good teams in the playoffs, and yeah, exactly.
I do think the apathy, though, if they got a new quarterback in Dallas, because remember, they said a lot about this with Tony Romo, and then Dak comes along, and you know how excited the Cowboys were in 2016?
Yep.
If they got a new young guy like that,
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.